Parshas Noach, Torah tells us that after Noach comes out of the Teva, Vayochel Noach Isha Adama Vayita Karen. Noach, the Isha Adama, begins and plants a vineyard. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, picks up on the word Vayochel. Vayochel means to begin, like Lahatchil. But it also has another connotation. Says Rashi, Asa Atzmo Chulin. He made himself Chulin. Chulin is the opposite of Kedusha. Right? We have Shabbos and we have Yemei Chol. Where there's a lack of Kedusha, there is Chulin. And Noach made himself Chulin. He had Kedusha, and he turned himself into Chulin. Why? Shahaya lo la'asok t'chila b'netiya acheret. He should have first planted something else. The first thing he planted was a vineyard, and that was a mistake. It should have been something else. What else? Chazal don't tell us. Seems almost anything else would have done well. Wheat, barley, figs, dates, cucumbers. Just not a vineyard. Just not grapes. Why? What's wrong with the grapes? From grapes you get wine. But wine can be very important. Wine was used to pour on the Mizbeach. Ein omrim shira ela layayin. We use wine for Kiddush, for Havdalah, for Kosel Shel Bracha. What's so bad? But evidently Chazal picked up that there was a reason why Noach planted the vineyard first. Noach was commanded to rebuild the world. Go out of the Teva, Noach, and rebuild the world. And the first thing that he does is he plants a vineyard to withdraw from the world. He gets grapes, he makes wine, and he drinks to indulgence, and he gets drunk. That is why he planted the wine, the vineyard first. Wine is fine. And it's occasionally okay to want to relax and to withdraw a little bit from your work. All within modification. But that can't be the ikkar. The ikkar can't be to withdraw from what you have to do. If you would have planted something else first, the wheat, the barley, and plowed and planted and harvested and then planted the vineyard, that would have been okay, Noach. But your actions told us what you were really thinking. For you, what was important was withdrawal from the world. Withdrawal from what you needed to do. And you had this Kedusha, Noach, and you made yourself chul. Very recently, I had a discussion with a the boy who's here studying Shana Aleph in the yeshiva. Yeshiva somewhere here in Eretz Yisrael. It's a fine yeshiva. Some nice boys come out of the yeshiva. So I asked him, I said, I don't know if this is an easy question to answer, but what kind of boy, what kind of guy goes to your yeshiva? He said, well, it's for somebody who's, you know, not so into the learning. I mean, they want to learn also, but they want to relax, and it's a place where they don't give you a hard time if you miss a shiur here, you don't come to a seder there, and they have nice tiulim, and then there's also the learning you want to describe. And I was somewhat taken aback. I'm not saying his description was totally inaccurate. But he could have said it very differently. He could have said, it's a place where guys want to come and learn, but they need a little bit more of a chilled atmosphere. They need space to get into their learning. So they don't deal you with you with a harsh hand. They understand that if you don't come to Seder here or you miss a shiur there, it's okay. They give you time. They give you your space. It's more or less the same thing. But what's the difference? The way I described it, I would say, yes, you come to learn, but you have to create the atmosphere that's suitable for this kind of guy. The way he described it, it sounded like you come to chill, and the learning is going to put some ruchnius into your chilling while you're here in Israel. That's good to get ruchnius into your chilling. But what's the ikar? What's the main thing? What's your focus? And that, I think, is what Noach's mistake was. That's what Chazal were telling us. I was thinking, it's always a good idea to occasionally think. These guys are scheduled to have a tiyul on Wednesday. And it was postponed because of rain. So they rescheduled the tiyul for today. And I didn't discuss this with Rabbi Katz, but I was wondering, why don't they just reschedule it for Thursday, the very next day? And I said, no. It would be wrong to schedule it for Thursday. I don't know if this is what they were thinking. I'll tell you why. Wednesday was the last day of Bein Hazmanim. It's great to end a tiyul, to end Bein Hazmanim with the tiyul. But Thursday was scheduled to be the first day of the Zman. You don't begin the Zman with the tiyul. If Thursday is the first day of the Zman, then you begin the Zman with learning. You need to have a tiyul? Okay, we'll make a tiyul on Sunday. What difference does it make? It's either going to be Thursday tiyul and Sunday learning, or Sunday, or Thursday learning and Sunday tiyul. But there is a difference. The difference is the message. The difference is what comes first. We don't want to follow in Noach's footsteps. The first thing we plant is the vineyard to withdraw. First thing is we tackle problems at hand, our challenges at hand. We go out and we build and we work on our ruchnius, even if it's only for a day. And then we have a teal. But even then, we still have night seder. Yeah, I had to schlep in all the way from Beit Shemesh just for night seder, but it's worth it. Because it's important. It's an important message. Right now, Thursday, today, is the beginning of Chorus Man. It's the beginning of your Chorus Man. It's a long Zman. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Marcheshvan. You have Marcheshvan and Kislev and Teves and Shvat and Adar Aleph and Adar Bet. 6 months. 6 months until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You're here. What do you want to accomplish? This is going to be the main chunk of your year in Israel. Because we've had a little bit of time, Baruch Hashem, and we'll have a little bit of more time after Pesach. But this is the crucial time. You've had your period of adjustment. Yes, there still will be more adjustments to be made. But hopefully you've overcome most of those hurdles. So where do you see yourself 6 months from now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to get there? What's going to make this a great year for you? You're going to look back on this time period and say, this was great because we had tiulim, because we ate good food, because teachers are funny like me. May all be true, or maybe not. But what's going to make your year? What's going to be the end? No one else can answer this question except for you. You can decide what you're going to do with the next 6 months. Some days will be easier, some days will be more challenging. But I think all of you want to look back at this year, at this time period, as being, it was an amazing year. So what's going to make it amazing? Chazal point out that there's a similarity between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu, with one major difference. Both of them, both Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu, are referred to in their beginning of, I guess what we would call their biblical career, when we first are introduced to them. They're both referred to as Ish at the beginning, and they're both referred to as Ish towards the end of their biblical career. And with both of them, the title of that Ish changes. That's the similarity. But there is a major difference. When we were introduced to Noach at the beginning of this week's parasha, Ela told us Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'dor Asav. He's an Ish Tzadik. And how did we begin tonight's Dvar Torah? Vayochel Noach Ish Ha'adama. He went from being the Ish Tzadik to the Ish Ha'adama. As Rashi says, Asa Atzmo Chulin. Look what he had. Look what happened to him. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Shmot leaves Paro's palace. And he goes out and he comes to Midian and he saves the daughters of Yisro. They wanted to give water to the sheep. And the daughters of Yisro come back and they say, it was this guy who saved us. They didn't know who he was. They just knew the way that he looked, the way that he dressed. And how do they refer to him? Ish Mitzri. Less than a week ago, on Simchas Torah, we had the beginning of Vezos HaBracha. Vezos HaBracha, Asher Beirach Moshe, Ish HaElokim. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off as being an Ish Mitzri, but he ends off as being an Ish Elokim. Noach was the Ish Tzadik, who ends up being an Ish Adama. Noach had the Ruchnius, but at some point, he gave it up. It was too much. He wanted to withdraw. He became the Ish Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu had all the Gashmius in the world that he could have imagined. He was being raised in Paro's palace. Probably nothing. Nothing that he wanted, he couldn't have gotten. Vayetzei Liros Be'echav, he goes out to see his brethren. Because he cared about others. He cared about what was going to become Am Yisrael. And he gave up that Ruchni, that Gashmius. Because he wanted to become a better person. Firstly, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and ultimately, Bein Adam L'Malka. Both Noach and Moshe had trajectories. One descended into a tragic drunken state, and one ascended to the ultimate peak. We each can choose our trajectory. Each can decide who's going to be our role model. Which way do we want to head? And how will we get there? Before we say Tehillim, I just want to talk a little bit about Chumash Bereishis. You're not supposed to say that you have a favorite chumash. All chumashim are equally great. But I always have a soft spot for chumash bereishis. Because it's so fascinating how you learn things in Gan Yeladim, first grade and second grade. Then you go back in ninth grade and maybe you learn it again and you say, wow, it really says that? That's not that. Really? Wow, I never saw that. And then you come back a few years later. We can come back year after year after year and discover parts and layers of the stories that you've known since you were a little kid. And just being fascinated how little you knew then. How so much more there is to the story. How things that seem to be so simple in the text, and you look at it and you say, wait, what's that, what's going on over here? Really, I don't know. He said that there's something missing. What's happened? Only Parshios are great. But what we're beginning now for the next quite a number of weeks, in terms of Sunday night Seder of Chumash Bereishis, is really an opportunity to learn from the very beginning, pardon the pun, but to learn from the very beginning with open eyes, not with the eyes of a 5-year-old or even a 15-year-old, the eyes of a more mature student, and taking a look and seeing what's going on and asking yourself, what's happening? Why is it happening? Why did they do this and why did they do that? Why Noach was chosen? How many non-kosher animals are on the Teva? What's the answer? Of each species? Two. And from the kosher species?
Seven?
14? Which one? Seven pairs? Are you sure? You'll see tonight. Was it 7? Was it 14? We all know that, right? Everybody knows the answer, except we don't know the answer. Just little things and bigger things. Like the big Migdal Babel, what in the world were they trying to accomplish? Where were they traveling from? Where were they planning to go? Why did they stop where they do? Why is it so important to tell us how they made the bricks? Who's the oldest? Shem, Cham, Yafes? How come sometimes they're listed in one order and sometimes in another order? How come Canaan gets the rap and he's the one who gets cursed? Cham is the one who misbehaved regarding Noah. Well, what's happening? So go and enjoy and look at this, and whether you sing it for the first time or you sing it for the 20th time, it's almost, and I've seen this more than 20 times, it's almost each time is like the first time. It's really, if I can use that term, it's really lots of fun. It's challenging, it's good, it's really, really enjoyable. Okay, we're going to say Tehillim in a moment. As you know that there's always something to say Tehillim for. But right now, there's a lot to say to him for. The situation in the country is could be better. Somebody posted a list on the this medrash wall of